Hi, everybody, and welcome to the South Carolina State Library's podcast, Library Voices. This new podcast has two hosts, and we want to get those introductions over with so we can get on with the show. So let's start with Katie.
Hi, y'all. My name's Katie, and I am the user experience designer for the South Carolina State Library. I work on a lot of websites and do a great deal of graphic design. And Pamela, since I have to introduce myself, you do too. So here's our other host, Pamela.
All right, Katie. So I'm Pamela Hoppock. I am the Learning Experiences Coordinator here at the South Carolina State Library. And I'm in charge of a lot of different things, including a lot of fun technology, the learning lab that's going in downstairs on the first floor, which we hope to talk about more in the future, and all sorts of trainings, which we love to offer to all of our librarians out there. But let's get on with a little bit more so everybody knows what to expect. What do you say, Katie?
Sounds great to me. We will be bringing all the amazing news about libraries across South Carolina to you, including having our own very special guests.
Absolutely. And along the way, we're going to do some showcasing of some of the things that we're doing for the state, as well as meeting partners. That will be a lot of fun. And then we have a really fun feature that's going to start at our next show with Rosie the Wren. For those of you who are familiar, we had Will Hillenbrand do some artwork for us, and a little girl won the contest of naming our wren from that artwork, and that wren's name is Rosie. So Rosie's going to be flying around South Carolina looking for some great library tweets. So if you're on Twitter, make sure you're putting out some really cool library tweets, and we're going to pick them up and share them on our next episode. Hashtag, what are we going to hashtag it? What do you want to do, Katie? You tell us.
That's a good question. How about hashtag Rosie tweets?
I love it. Perfect. All right, so let's get on with the show. So today we are going to kick off our podcast series with a most excellent guest and a most incredible topic. We have here with us in the studio today Dr. Pat Feehan of the University of South Carolina. She recently retired as a youth services professor, and we are so ecstatic to have her with us today. And we are going to be talking about libraries and literacy and summer reading and Storyfest. So without further ado, I'm going to hand it over to Katie and Dr. Pat.
Okay.
We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
So I have a few questions, and we're going to start off with, what is your history with public libraries?
Well, it's just about almost a half of a century. I think about almost 50 years ago, I got my master's in library information science in 1968 at the Western Michigan University, and started out as an administrator, and I like to say worked my way up to youth services. And I've been a library administrator, director of youth services, a state consultant for the State Library in Oregon, and then went back to school, got my PhD at Chapel Hill in North Carolina, and then came here 28 years ago and started teaching people to be children's librarians.
And we are so glad you did.
Well, thank you.
So what is your first memory of the library?
Boy, you know, I was looking at your questions and I was thinking, my first memory, honestly, is fourth grade. We finally got a school library in our school, and it was like the first day when the library opened. I was in there before it even opened. I volunteered to be a library assistant, and I even remember my first book.
Wow.
It was this big, and it was purple. And it was called Jennifer Dances, but I don't remember who the author was.
Jennifer Dances. Cool.
Fourth grade, yes. And so that's when I first became a library assistant. Oh, my God.
It's still my beating heart. That's awesome.
And the fact that that book was purple, that is my favorite color.
There you go.
So what is your fondest memory of the library?
I think my fondest memory is West Side Branch of the Grand Rapids Public, Grand Rapids, Michigan Public Library. I used to go in to the library, take out books on ballet. Now, I'm not a ballet dancer, but I did want to be very badly. And I would open up the book, and I would look at the pictures, and there in the library, I would practice the different ballet moves. I always imagined myself my entire life as a ballerina, but that didn't happen. I became a librarian. But I do dance around the library a lot.
Better things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is the role of the public library, would you say?
To me, the role of the public library is a community center, an art center, a cultural center, an education center, and an information center. It should be all of those things and everything to the people in a community. A public library is for the public. So that means everybody under the sun can come in, and that means so many different things to so many different people. And I think probably one of the challenges of the job of being a public librarian is trying to keep your finger on the pulse of the community and making sure that they find out who you are, what you have, and get them in there. Or if they don't want to come in, find a way to meet the needs and interests of those people, especially the ones who don't come in. We want to know, why don't you come in?
So it looks like we're going to have you back for another episode when we're talking about outreach and community assessment.
Oh,
and because
marketing
is such a huge part of libraries.
Absolutely.
Well, great.
Absolutely.
So we know that Dr. Feehan's coming back.
Okay.
To Library Voices.
Get excited, guys.
In the meantime, we have something exciting coming up. It is the end of May, which means school is letting out and summer is starting. And that means the summer reading program of public libraries is beginning. Now, in South Carolina, the summer reading program that has been put on by libraries has actually been going on for well over 60 years. But it's changed and it's grown over the years. Why is summer reading so important? And why is that program part of the public library? Why is that so important?
Well, I think the public library, as a partner with the schools, we both have to work with the same target audience, our kids, the kids in the community. And when those kids are out of school, where do they go? What do? That's when the public library takes over or partners with the schools to continue the hard work of the teachers, the educators, of trying to keep the kids reading at their grade level or better. And there's this concept called the summer slide, and lots of times people see it as sliding backwards. And I like to think of it as sliding forward, because if the kids keep on reading, and if you make it fun to read and a joy to come to the library, then they're reading for fun. And as they read for fun, their vocabulary is growing, their comprehension is growing. And pretty soon they're sliding right into fall, a better reader. We don't want the kids to stop their progress. And so that's why we pick it up at the public library and continue it and think it's really, really an important role.
So let's talk a little bit more about summer reading. It's definitely a great thing for children, but maybe for adults as well.
Absolutely. Because adults, adults, come on, it's summer, it's hot. This is the time to sit in water up to your neck, well, or at least up to your elbows, and be reading and enjoying and relaxing. And you too can stop your own summer slide.
That's right.
But I think adults are running all the time, working. I mean, you know, we all do it. And to find a little space for yourself to relax, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, fantasy, you know, repair, how to do it books, planting a garden, keeps your brains engaged, keeps things interesting. And to me, for summer especially, you know, it's almost like in your mind, make this time a little break for yourself. And reading a book. If you can't afford to go to Italy, read a book about Italy. You know?
My favorite place.
And then take it home and make those recipes.
Yeah. See, there's so many ways to travel outside of your own circle of existence, and books will do that.
What is actually your fondest memory of summer reading?
Oh, that West Side Branch Library. Every fall, the librarian came to school and gave out summer reading certificates to people who had come into the library during the summer, continuing that, you know, that reading pleasure and growth, and hand them out in front of everybody in the school. And I was always so proud of getting one of those certificates. Mm-hmm. Not sure what everybody else thought. Reading nerd. But I actually used to walk home from the library reading while I walked. I did stop and look both ways at the street. But I just, that was like food of the gods to me, you know, meat and potatoes.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So in South Carolina, and you know all about this because you've been involved in it from the very beginning, we now kick off summer reading mm-hmm. at public libraries individually.
Yes.
And now at the state level, we do a statewide kickoff called Story Fest.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about Story Fest?
Well, I sure can, because I was right there at the very beginning and even helped with trying to figure out a name. And now, today, I was thinking Storyfest just rolls right off, and I know what it is. But, you know, 6 years ago, it was like, what do we call it? And the whole concept was to make sure that we began a real public relations campaign of letting people know summer reading was starting across the state. And you could walk into any library in the state during the summer and participate in the same program. Mm-hmm. I remember one summer going to Maine in the same summer reading program, was in a library in Maine because it's national. So our Story Fest really is about the kickoff. All the libraries have kickoffs, and the state library is having a grand kickoff for everybody in the state to remind them that this is going to be a grand summer.
So it started 6 years ago. The state library is involved. We've got a lot of volunteers involved. Who else is involved in this process that you could think of?
Well, there's a lot of community partners. Of course, the State Museum. The State Library works with the State Museum and provides the location and a lot of the equipment and resources. I, as a representative of the university, am a community partner. The children's and public librarians across the state of our South Carolina Library Association, they've been volunteers extraordinaire, taking care of crafts, and we have community partners like Darian McLeod and Nia, and they do story theater. We have Adventure right next door to the State Museum as a partner. You know, like anything else, TEAM, Together We All Achieve More, and these partners have come together to now build on the first Story Fest, and every year more and more families take advantage of coming, hearing a children's author speak, listening to a storyteller, getting their face painted, doing a craft, having a photo taken in front of a green screen. It is so exciting, and there's so much energy. And all of that gets kind of, you know, what do I want to say? It all leads to, now we're ready to start reading for the summer. We're excited. We're ready to go. And the only people you're competing with is yourself. You know, how many books can you read? It's up to you, and it's all good, no matter how many. It's all good.
How did you get involved with StoryFest?
As a member of the library school, which is one block away, I really feel like the State Library does so many wonderful things for the public librarians of the state and the youth services people, and that's where my heart is in terms of my teaching and research. And so I don't feel that I had any choice other than to participate in all these wonderful events. They are.
Do you have a favorite part about StoryFest? Or do you have a memory from the past 6 years that really stands out?
Not one, but many, because over the years we've had many volunteers, many children's librarian storytellers who have participated in the storytelling room or area. This year we have our own gallery. And I think the collegiality, their commitment, the fun that we have in there, and doing what children's librarians do every day, but bringing it to that venue makes it seem so much bigger and mm-hmm. special. And I love the fact that we are spotlighting the talent that we have across our state. And like I said, the commitment to come in on a Saturday. When you've been working all week, that's a pretty big commitment. And I dare say, I know people leave tired, but it's what I call a good tired.
It's almost an energized tired.
Oh, it is. It is.
I leave exhausted and energized.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Because it's people energy, and people are having fun, they're excited, they're learning new things, they're meeting authors. Yeah, meeting all those authors is pretty special, too.
The superstars.
Yeah. And this year we have a featured storyteller coming, too, Jim Gill, who not only sings and plays, but has written some books, too. So I think it's the whole concept and goal of StoryFest to just make books come alive, make everybody realize there are people who write those books, mm-hmm. who draw those pictures, who tell those stories, and just make us one big happy family, really.
Definitely.
That's how it feels.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And Pat, I have to tell you, you've made a lot of your students, maybe even all of your students, feel that way for the 28 years that you were at USC.
Well, so thank you. I might cry.
Thank you for your service and inspiration, and you've been an agent of change.
Oh, so you read my dissertation. That was my dissertation.
I listened in class. But it's true. You really have evoked change in some of us at a very personal, individual level, and at the state level, and even beyond the state, because your students have traveled far and wide.
Yes.
They are not just here in South Carolina.
I am very, very proud.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to come hang out with us here at the State Library.
Well, I'm retired now.
Well, we'll definitely have you back. We'll definitely have you back. We will look forward to seeing you at StoryFest.
Oh,
maybe
yes.
We can record your storytellers and feature them on Library Voices.
That would be wonderful.
I think that would be fantastic.
That
so
would
we'll
be
look
great.
Forward to doing that in the future.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Dr. Feehan. We are very excited to see you at StoryFest this coming Saturday, June 4th. That's right, folks. If you want to meet Dr. Feehan, she'll be there, part of the storytelling group, coordinating all of that wonderfulness, which I believe starts at 9 a.m. and lasts until 3 p.m. in the 301 gallery of the museum. So again, let's just rehash. StoryFest South Carolina, put on by the South Carolina State Library, is held at the South Carolina State Museum. It's a great partnership. The entrance to StoryFest is at the planetarium doors, so doors open at 9 a.m. There's a brief registration period, and for the first 2,000 children who come, they get a bag with all sorts of really cool stuff in it, including some books. Just to give you a real brief agenda and let you know that two great authors will be there. Lauren Castillo will be talking at 10 a.m. and Jarrett Krasaska will be talking at 1 p.m. Both authors will be signing their books at 11 a.m. Also, we are excited to have performances by Nia and multiple performances by Jim Gill with his grand finale at 3 p.m. And you don't want to miss our educational partner gallery with all sorts of cool people there handing out all sorts of cool stuff. There's also ongoing storytelling that Dr. Pat was talking to us about earlier. There's also a green screen photo booth, so get ready for some cool photos. And of course, we've got some healthy snacks. That's the brief agenda. What you really need to know is it's this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enter at the planetarium. There will be a printed agenda for you when you walk in the door. What's the website, Katie?
www.storyfestsc.org.
We'll see you there. That's it for us for Library Voices. I'm Pamela.
I'm Katie.
Keeping it short
and sweet.